Well, as you rush back to the stores to return your Christmas gifts, if you do, you may notice that your new clothes were probably not made in the United States of America. But our next guest is trying to change that. She is the well-known fashion designer Nanette Lepore, and she still manufactures her high-end clothing within a few blocks of her company headquarters in New York City. Nanette Lepore, thank you so much for joining us. And I have to start by asking you, you know, clearly your competitors have decided it doesn't make economic sense to make clothes right here in this country. Why do you do it?
I have always manufactured my brand in New York City. It was how I learned to make clothes, because when I first started, New York City's garment center was thriving. And at that time, about 80% of the clothing that Americans bought was actually manufactured here in this country, which was just a little over 20 years ago.
And now the numbers are very different. According to the American Apparel and Footwear Association, more than 97% of apparel and 98% of shoes that are sold in this country are manufactured abroad.
Ouch. That's worse than I thought. I don't understand that. It doesn't have to be, because someone who is at my price point or higher, which there is quite a few, can manufacture here in America and still make a profit that is a good profit.
Well, explain that, because obviously a lot of companies are not doing what you're doing, and they're deciding that it's much cheaper for them to make their clothes in Asia or in Mexico or in places where the labor is cheaper and the shipping really is not that expensive.
For me, because I was small and I had to do everything myself, it made me able to be able to start a business. So having the factories local and being able to hand carry the work over or get my own push cart and push it down the streets of 7th Avenue, which I have done, that is what made me able to create my own brand and my own business. I mean, that's what the American dream is made of. And I feel like the people who are manufacturing overseas don't realize, I guess they're either big brands that have lots of money behind them, or they've grown to the point where they don't feel that they need to give back to the America that gave them their start, because there are a lot of well-known American designers that did start here in the garment center and eventually moved their manufacturing overseas. I'm not sure why people don't give American manufacturing more of a chance and more of a discussion when they're deciding where to make their product.
Do you think, though, that it only works with the higher-end stuff? I'm looking at a jacket that is one of your jacket, the Great Plains jacket, and it's $498. If that were $4.98, it probably would be hard to produce it in New York, no?
Well, first of all, I think that a $4.98 jacket, I feel like that's really not nice, because somebody's probably getting paid less than a penny to make that. So I think that people should adjust. You know, we've had a lot of inflation. I don't think maybe in the 1960s you might have been able to get a jacket at Sears for $4.98. I wish that people would buy fewer pieces and invest in finer pieces, even if that person who's paying $4.98 would now say, okay, I'm going to pay $20 and it's going to last a little longer. But I think that kind of bulk mass manufacturing is difficult to do here at a profit. I think that what America is good at is the quality price point that is considered better and up from there.
Now, you've got a lower price teen girls line with JCPenney, which is not producing in the U.S., right?
That's correct.
So why is that?
Well, it is a cost factor on that brand. They want it to be at a certain price, and Penney's is known for that price structure. And it's geared towards teenagers, so they wouldn't have as much of a budget to shop with either. So, I mean, we made that decision when we signed on with them that we knew that was going to happen. And, you know, at that point, it was something that we decided that we were hoping that we would eventually be able to do a little bit of manufacturing here in the U.S. with that brand. If the pricing structure needs to remain where it is, that might be difficult.
You'd prefer to be making that in the U.S.?
Well, I'd love to do as much as possible here in the U.S. And I really wish that people would reevaluate some of their costing structures and realize that maybe take something out of the advertising pot for some of the big designers that manufacture overseas and put it into the labor.
Do you see this becoming something that is like it used to be? You mentioned that, you know, way back when a lot of the stuff we bought in this country was made in this country. Now it's not that way. Do you see that trend going back to the old way?
Well, I mean, I wish that we could learn to understand and respect the idea of craftsmanship again here, and the idea of being proud of something that you build and make with your hands. And there's a different sense of satisfaction when you have that accomplishment of actually building something, seeing something, sewing something. I feel like there needs to be respect for that type of industry again in this country. If you have your manufacturing, you have a better edge on innovation. And why should we let our American innovation go all overseas? We're not going to be on top of what's next, what's new, what's exciting, if we are always jobbing everything out.
Nanette Lepore, you grew up in Ohio, a place that has had to deal with a lot of industries going away. Did that figure into your thoughts on this issue?
Well, I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, and my one grandfather was a bricklayer and the other one was a carpenter. So it was a town of immigrants that came over with a skill. And I grew up, if we needed a house, we built it. If we needed furniture, my grandfather made it. So it's kind of a mindset that was really, I mean, it's a wonderful way to feel so empowered. All those things work into my psyche and my sense of being proud of the work we do and proud of the skilled laborers we have here.
Fashion designer Nanette Lepore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.